Good morning. I would like to just thank Pastor Lance for allowing me to come here and preach. Maybe he is as nervous as I am, actually, because I'm not a pastor. I don't know if you guys know that. I'm not a pastor. I do teach high school phys ed and health, so he may be nervous about that. Maybe he didn't know I wasn't a pastor. But anyways, the last time that I was at this church, it was not too long after I got saved. It was in 2011 I got saved, and we came here for a youth rally in 2012, maybe right at the end of the wintertime, somewhere in there. And I remembered how much I liked this church. In fact, I want to tell you how much I like this church. We like it so much that maybe my family will be coming here May, June, and July next year for your Sunday school to increase your numbers, and then we'll go back to our church in August, you know, just to get that balance the way it probably should be. So just throwing that out there. Maybe we'll bring all of our visitors here for 3 months instead too. I'd like to say a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for this day. Lord, I thank you for this church, Lord, these churches that was in this competition. I thank you for the increase. All the churches showed an increase. Lord, I pray that that increase be maintained and increased. Please increase that. Lord, I pray that, Lord, now that you hide me behind the cross, Lord, let me say the things that you'd have me to say, Lord, that are edifying to these people, Lord, and I just beg that it be pleasing to you. Amen. This morning, the title of my message is The Problem with Pride. And I'm not sure how your procedures work here, but a lot of the people at our church, they bring Bibles. So I'm going to ask you, if you brought Bibles, that I'm going to be asking you to sort of follow along in a few places. I'm going to be giving you, I'll give you more than enough scripture that would be enough to save the whole world, believe me. I'm going to be trying to stay here as much as I can and out of here as much as I possibly can. Again, I mentioned that the title of my message is The Problem with Pride. I wonder how many people would be willing, don't do this please, I wonder how many people would be willing to raise their hand and say that they have a problem with pride. I just wonder how many would do that. But I also would wonder how many people would not be willing to raise their hand and say that they have a problem with pride. I wonder then if the people who don't raise their hand to that question, if they might actually have a bigger problem with pride than the people who would be willing to admit it. So where I'm actually going here is I think that if you are honest with yourselves, I think you might actually conclude that we all sort of have a problem with pride. I think that we're all in the same boat in that regard. The reason I say all that is because I want you to know that this message just isn't for me. I think this message is for me because I think I'd be one of those people that would raise my hand, by the way. But I think this message is for everyone. If you would, please turn to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. And I'd like you to look at chapter 7. I'm going to read one verse. I'd like you to follow along. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. And we're going to look at verse 14. The Bible says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Why would anybody need to humble themselves and pray? The simple truth here is that they have a pride problem. They have a pride problem. People need to be told to humble themselves. The reason that is because it's something that we don't necessarily do naturally. This verse can actually be used as a revival verse. What was we doing with this Sunday school competition? We were trying to create a little bit of revival, trying to get people to come to church, trying to rejuvenate the people who come to our churches, get people a little fired up about the Lord, get them to bring their people. And this is a revival verse. This is a great revival verse for this church and these our three churches, for this city, Bucyrus, Upper Sandusky, and Marion, for our nation. It's revival. But I wonder when people read that verse if they actually consider the fact that the reason that they don't humble themselves is because of the pride. That's why we don't humble ourselves. I mentioned revival. I think that the quality or the trait that is holding back revival, maybe here at Calvary Baptist and in Upper Sandusky at Heritage Baptist, is pride. That quality of pride is holding back revival. I went to the Strong's Concordance. I don't know if anybody here uses that book. You can use an app on your phone. I looked up the word pride. It might surprise you to know that the word pride appears in your Bible 46 times if you're using a King James Bible, which you ought to be. 46 times. I read every single one of them. I read on both ends of it, above it and below it, because I wanted to know about this pride. And again, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a studied pastor. I didn't go to school to be a pastor. All right. But as near as I could tell, 45 out of those 46 times, there is a negative connotation associated with its use. I also looked up, well, in fact, I'm going to give you a couple examples. Obadiah 3 says that pride deceives you. I'm going to come back to that a lot. Zechariah 10:11 says that pride shall be brought down. I'll be coming back to that. Psalm 10:2 says that pride causes persecution. Again, I'm going to be coming back to these things. I also looked up the word proud. Now, the word proud appears 48 times. The word, it has some forms of proud. Proudly, that's another 8 times. Now, the word proud was a little more difficult for me to understand. Maybe not for a seasoned pastor, but as near as I could tell, out of those 56 times that the word proud or a version of the word proud appeared, I think that 54 of them, and possibly even 55, there was one that I sort of had to, it was very confusing to me, to be honest with you, and I had to just get off there and get out of that rabbit trail. But I think 54 for sure also had a negative connotation associated with its use. So proud, proudly, and pride, it's not a good thing, folks. I think it's possible, in fact, that pride is probably doing more to destroy homes and to ruin this nation. And quite frankly, I think pride is probably doing more to fill hell than any other sin. And I want you to make no mistake, pride is a sin. Pride is a sin. In fact, it's a dangerous sin. Remember, Obadiah 3 said that pride deceives you. So it's a deceitful sin. Here's why. Because most of the people that suffer or are infected by this sin, they don't even know it. They don't even know that they have a pride problem. You think about it. A drunkard. They know. They know they're a drunkard. The thief. They know they're a thief, don't they? But the proud person, they are just sort of blissfully unaware that there's a problem going on. In fact, you might even jest and say that person is proud of their humility. I mean, think about that. I want you to remember now as we move on here, and I'm going to try to go as quickly as I can, Pastor. It's a deceitful sin. Don't let the devil convince you that, you know what, maybe I shouldn't go fast. You guys beat us. That means you all like to be in church, right? Okay. All right. Amen. Don't let the devil convince you that that you may not have a problem with pride, because we have a problem with pride. I want to start off by saying something that pride is not. Pride is not having a good self-image. Okay? It's not that. I can tell you that if you're saved here today, you are somebody in Jesus. Amen. If you're saved, You are somebody in Jesus. You don't have any reason to walk around defeated, hanging your head low, and, you know, like Eeyore, where I lost my tail. That's what my pastor says all the time. All right? We don't have any reason that, because, you know, we are somebody in Christ. Now, I know that we're all sinners that are just saved by grace, but a Bible description for us, if you're saved, is the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, you can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 if you'd like to study that maybe this afternoon. Pride is also not receiving gratefulness. Now, if you do this in the right spirit and you know that all good things come from above, it's okay to say thank you if you've done, or some if someone thanks you and says you did a good job, that's not a bad thing. All right, as long as you do that thing in the right spirit. Now, that's what pride is not. But what is pride? Remember I said it's dangerous because it's deceitful. Obadiah 3 says that it's a deceitful sin. I want you to understand that pride could be either destroying your life right now, or it could be very soon ready to destroy your life. What is pride? Number one. Pride is an attitude of independence from God. It's why we think that we don't have to pray very often. You know, you should be praying every day, often, every day. It's why we think that we don't have to go to church all the time. I see more than 71 people in this room. 71 was the number of people that you had in Sunday school last week. And that was your biggest number out of 6 weeks. It causes us to try to live independent from God. What is pride? Pride's a spirit of ungratefulness towards God. We act like we deserve what we got. Well, we don't. We don't. When my pastor was sick with his kidney problems, which I'm sure you guys were praying for him, I preached a message. Thankfully, pastor let me do that. Why good things happen to bad people. And let me tell you, we're bad people. We're guilty. Okay, we don't deserve really anything. Romans 3:23 says that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I know you've heard that verse. James 1:17 says every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. If you have something good in your life, it came from God.
Amen.
Period. We don't really deserve anything. Pride makes us forget that where that came from. Pride makes us think we deserved it. Pride makes us ungrateful for the reception of that thing, that good thing. What is pride? Pride is esteeming yourselves higher than other people. We tend to let everyone know when we're doing the job, don't we? That we're doing a good thing. Hey, look at me. It'll all be better now that I'm here. I'll fix it up. Well, at least I'm not like so-and-so. I'm right. They're crazy. End of story. See, the truth is none of us is any better than anybody else. That's a fact. That's a fact. I'm kind of a list fella. I'm a teacher, so I'm a very much an outline-oriented guy. So here's another list. I told you what pride is not. I told you what pride is. Let me give you some indicators of pride. A proud person becomes irritated when corrected of their mistakes. They don't like that. A proud person will not probably even admit that they've made a mistake. A proud person will always have an alibi when they make a mistake. You know what we should say way more often? I'm sorry. Why don't we? Pride. That's why. When there's a disagreement, a proud person will say, I can get along without you. I don't need you. That's a proud person that says those words. That's pride. If you don't like it, lump it. Pride. I'm in charge here. You don't like it, you can leave. pride. P-R-I-D-E, pride. A proud person will refuse to take counsel. The Bible says that there's great wisdom in the multitude of counsel. The proud person will rarely say, thank you. They deserved what they got, right? A proud heart will often rear its head, its ugly head, in competition. Pride wants what other people have. There's my introduction. That's right, that was my introduction. I'm not teasing. Let me just give you 5 quick points. 5 things that pride will do to ruin and destroy your life. Is that strong enough for you? 5 things that pride will do to ruin and destroy your life. Now, you may be saved, but I'm telling you right now, you will never reach your full potential if you continue to carry the sin of pride in your heart. 5 things that pride will do to ruin and destroy your life. Turn to Proverbs. And then I'm going to be talking in the Proverbs for a little bit. Number one, before we even read. Number one, pride defies God. Pride defies God. Pride is a fist in the face of God. Turn your Bibles again to Proverbs. Let's look at chapter 6. Verses 16 through 19. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. These 6 things doth the Lord hate, yea, 7 are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. What was the first one? A proud look. A proud look. That's standing there, not saying anything, not doing anything, just the countenance on your face. It's number one on that list. Look at that list. It's number one. A proud look. God hates it. He hates it. It's amazing that a proud look is the first one on that list to me. We might as well say, God, I hate you. It's the same thing. Cocky, arrogant. God hates it. He hates it. Turn to chapter 16 in Proverbs. Chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 5 says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. God hates it. He hates it. Why do you think God hates it? Let me tell you. Here's my list. All right, here's more listing for you. It was pride that created the devil. You know, the national religion in Satan's kingdom, it's pride. It's pride. It's why a third of the angels rebelled. I'm telling you, it's the devil's favorite thing. Believe me. You know, when Paul was giving Timothy instructions, Timothy was a burgeoning, young, up-and-coming preacher, pastor, and Paul was trying to give him some words of wisdom. We'll go ahead and turn to it. Turn to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, chapter 3, 1 Timothy 3, 6. The Bible says, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he falleth into the condemnation of the devil. So Paul was warning Timothy to stay humble. What great advice. Stay humble. It will keep the devil away from you. True, genuine humility will keep you far from the devil's reach. Another reason why God hates pride is because pride ruined the human race. It basically destroyed us, mankind. Pride. In the Garden of Eden, the temptation was that you can find this in Genesis. You don't need to turn to it. Genesis 3:5 says, "Ye shall be as gods." It was pride. Pride caused the fall of man. Why does God hate pride? Because pride is always looking down on others. You know, as long as you're looking down, you ain't looking up, are you? It's pretty hard to look up at God if you're always looking down on others. Want a verse for that? 1 Peter 5:5 says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be in subjection one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble." That's pretty strong wording. That's pretty strong word. God resisteth the proud. We are to be clothed in humility. Not be looking down our noses. We're supposed to submit. We're supposed to be in subjection to others. Pride defies God. That was number one. That was my number one point. Another thing that pride will do to ruin and destroy your life, number two. Pride defiles man. Pride defiles man. You see, pride comes from our heart, our essence, what we are. Think about it. What's the Bible say about your heart? Anybody remember anything about that? Jeremiah 17:9 says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it? It's the essence of who we are. Pride, that's where pride is. Here's some more verses. Go ahead, go back to Proverbs. You probably should leave your fingers in Proverbs. We're going to be in there a little bit. Proverbs 16:5 says, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord." Everyone that is proud in heart, it's a heart condition. It's a heart condition. Proverbs 21:4. Look at Proverbs 21:4. You don't have to take my word for it. We're letting God tell us right here in His Word. Proverbs 21:4 says, "An high look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin." Proud look is sin. It's a proud heart. Let me tell you where it comes from. We're born with it. You didn't catch it somewhere at the store. You went down to Walmart, catch it. It wasn't when you were on vacation this summer and catch it. You were born with it. I want you to consider Mark chapter 7. The Bible says, "For within, out of the heart of men, proceedeth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness." All of those evil things are from within and defile a man. That's quite a list, do you agree? That's quite a list of bad things, do you agree? Pride's on that list. Pride's in that list. I didn't put it there. We were born with it. You want another little quick proof? We got some young kids in here. Try this experiment sometime. Put that kid sometime in a room and just shower them with presents. I mean, just more presents that they can even play with. Just fill the room with toys and give them to this one kid. All right? Give them all to him. Let him play with those toys for a while. Then let another kid come in and take just one. And watch what happens. Watch what happens. You will find out quick that that kid has a disease. It's called pride. Five things that pride will do to ruin and destroy your life. Number three. Pride divides society. There's never been an argument. There has never been a war. There's never been a divorce. There's never been a church split where pride was not a major contributing factor. Turn to Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13. We're going to look at verse 10. Proverbs 13:10. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. That verse didn't say that contention comes by this or that or this or the other thing, does it? It's not a list. You know, these seven things cause pride, is it? Or cause contention. It's not a list. It's one thing. It's only one thing that causes contention. Pride. Right. All pride causes contention. All contention comes from pride. If there's contention between any of you, between someone at home, between a family member, a neighbor, it's pride caused it. Pride caused it. Turn to Proverbs chapter 28. I told you, I'm going to use the word of God. I tell you, I didn't come up with this stuff. God wrote this, Scott. Proverbs 28, we're going to look at verse 25. He that is proud of heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Now, I'm on a diet right now, but this is a good kind of fat. Okay? This is a good fact. He that is proud of heart stirreth up strife. Oh my, have I seen strife stirred up in the schools. I've been teaching for a while. And it's not always, by the way, with the kids. It's teachers too. About 50-50, I'd say, to be honest with you. Think about this. If only by pride cometh contention, and a proud heart is what it is that stirs up strife, and God resisteth the proud, then we'd have to say that if prideful people are out of the will of God. They're out of the will of God. It's just a matter of time before that person will self-destruct. They leave a wake of destruction. When I was a kid, we had a boat up at Channel Grove Marina. I don't know if anybody's been there, in East Harbor. When you go out of the harbor and into the lake, you'd have to go a certain speed because the boat would leave a wake and would tear down the walls of the channel. You had to go slow. That wake can be destruction, or it can be destructive. That's what happens with pride. Pride will destroy this church. If you're out of fellowship with God, it's probably just a matter of time before you're going to be out of fellowship with people too. I'm telling you that pride divides society. Arguments that you've had with your spouse, guess what? It's ego versus ego. Every time. It don't have to be that way. You know, there's no problem that's too big to be solved. There's only people that are too small to solve it. We're not trying to solve the problem. We're trying to win the argument. That's pride. Our goal shouldn't be to win the argument. It should be, who's going to be the first one to say, I'm sorry. Or, you know, I was wrong. Forgive me. You know, if we could learn that message, if we could learn that fact, we'd save our marriages. We'd save our homes. We'd save our churches. If we could teach our kids this early, we'll save them from being rebellious. It's hard, though, isn't it, to say, I'm sorry, or I'm wrong, or forgive me. It goes against our human nature. Remember, it's a heart problem. We're born with it. We got to battle this every day. We got to battle it. My suggestion is that you get alone with God and you beg Him to help you with your pride problem. You might say, well, you know what? Things are pretty good around here. We won. We won our competition. We're doing pretty good. It ain't what it could be. I see a bunch of empty seats here. It ain't full in here. There's no chairs down the aisles yet. It can get better. Even at Calvary Baptist Church of Bucyrus, Ohio, It can get better. A lot better. Wouldn't it be great to see these things filled? I want the seats filled here just like I want back home at Heritage Baptist. Let's take our egos off the throne. I've told you that pride defies God. I've told you that pride defiles man. I've told you that pride divides society. Number four, the fourth thing that pride would do to ruin and destroy your life. Pride dishonors life. You know, the proud person wants praise. They want to be esteemed. They want to be lifted up. They want to be honored. The proud person wants those things, right? But let me tell you something interesting. I'm telling you, this is interesting. And it's also proof that God's thoughts are not our thoughts and our ways are not God's ways. Turn to Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. This is proof. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2 says, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom." The result of pride is actually shame. Look at Proverbs 15:33. Proverbs 15:33 says, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." You see where I'm going? Are you getting it? Before honor, the very thing that a proud person wants, before that honor is actually humility. Pride will not get you honor, but humility will. Proverbs 18:12 says that before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Now, I had to look up the word haughty. It's proud, disdainful, having a big opinion of oneself. Again, what does the proud person want? They want honor, don't they? They want to be lifted up. But what does pride bring? Destruction. Destruction. Proverbs 29:23. Boy, you're flipping around a lot. We're not used to this, Rick. You guys are probably saying. Proverbs 29:23 says, "A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble of spirit." See, a proud person, they want to be lifted up. But the Bible says a man's pride shall bring him low. We need to shake this pride off and get humble. Amen. We need to get humble. The very thing a proud person wants is the very thing that he loses. Think about this. The way up is down. Right. It's actually down. It's humility. I'll prove it. Isaiah 14:12 says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation?" So he's fallen from heaven. That ain't going up. That's going down. Verse 13, still talking about Lucifer. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God." Ascend is up. Heaven is up. Exalt is up. Above is up. The stars are up. He goes on. "I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation." That's up. Verse 14 says, "I will ascend above the highest of the clouds." That's up. "I will be like the Most High." High is up. But what happens? Look at verse 15. Well, you guys didn't turn to it. Verse 15 says, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell." Hell is down. The sides of to the sides of the pit. The pit is down. Right. What we got here is the devil saying, "I want to go up, up, up." But pride calls him to go down, down, down. It's like I said, the way up is actually down. Think of the other side of that coin. Philippians 2 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death on the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So God exalted Jesus Christ because he was humble. God brought Lucifer down because of pride. We need to follow the example of Jesus, and God will bring us up too. Amen? Pride defies God. Pride defiles man. Pride divides society. Pride dishonors life. My last point. I'll be done by one, I promise. The fifth thing that pride will do to ruin and destroy your life, pride destroys life. Pride populates hell, folks. We got a world of people out there dying, left and right. You know why? Because we got too many people that are too proud to follow the Great Commission. Aren't we supposed to be telling people about Jesus? That's our job. That's our walking orders. They're too proud to go knock on doors. Too proud to hand out a tract at a gas station or a grocery store. You know, it's not just the pride of the people who are too proud to trust in Jesus, is it? Those are the lost people, by the way. It's also the saved people, like I just mentioned. The saved people who are just too proud to try to win somebody to Christ. Pride is sending people to hell on all fronts. The pride of the lost, the pride of the saved. As fast as you can snap your fingers, stepping into eternity. Proverbs 15:25 says, "The Lord will destroy the house of the proud." Let's not let pride get a foothold. Remember that God resisteth the proud. If you're full of pride, you are on your own. God's not with you. Now, I think America is full of proud people. You agree? I kind of got a little bit of a fear that one of these days, God's going to bring that pride down. It's all about humility. Humility, folks. You want to hear a scary verse? This is scary. I'm telling you, this is scary. Behold, Jeremiah 50:31 says, "Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud, saith the Lord God of hosts, for thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee." I don't want that visit. The way up is down. If you lift yourself up, God will bring you down. And I'll finish the same way I started in 2 Chronicles 7:14. The Bible says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their lands." Humble yourselves, folks. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you so much for this day and this opportunity to preach here, Lord. I pray that you do a great work here and continue to do and increase these churches, Lord. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.